Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, April the 25th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, the Prime Minister Skerrett says he is not surprised of the way Joshua Francis's matter was handled. Electricity rationed in Venezuela as a crisis deepens. And U.S. election 2016, Cruz and Kasich team up to slow Trump. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. To details of these and more stories coming up.
The Courts Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Courts. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 24 14 24 26 or 24 42, and experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash,
get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash
in just 2 hours.
Fast cash,
up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash.
With Joshua Francis being booted out of the post of UWP deputy leader following a delegates conference of the party on Sunday, many have been voicing their opinion on the matter. Among them is Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. Speaking on a Kyrie's Hang Monday, Skerrett said he's not surprised in the way this matter was handled by party leader Lennox Linton. Lennox Linton is handling this matter the only way he knows, said the PM. He says this speaks volumes of Linton's leadership style and inability to direct this country.
The Joshua Francis matter is a matter for the United Workers Party. They handle situations their way. The Labour Party handles situations, such matters, completely differently from how the United Workers Party handled matters. Lennox Linton is handling this matter the only way he knows. And Dominicans will recall, this is precisely what I was referring to when I advised them, the Dominican population, during the last election campaign about the leadership style and the ability or the inability of Lennox Linton. This is how it is, the only way. And we've indicated to the country that this guy is not suited for leadership. So I'm not going to get involved in the matter. That's a matter for them. It's a matter for the country to determine who is best suited for this country, to lead this country at this difficult time. We have maintained that Linton is not suited for any leadership whatsoever.
How can you convince an ordinary man that you should be his leader when you are trying to destroy your own? Those were the words uttered by the former UWP deputy leader Joshua Francis, questioning the actions of the UWP after a vote of no confidence by delegates on Sunday, April 24. The former deputy leader suggested a possibility of taking legal action against the UWP and stated with certainty that should he take legal action, there is no doubt that he would be victorious.
It's not any chance. It is a humongous chance. As long as I have life, the court can be moved. And I have absolutely no doubt that I'll be successful in a court of law. But more importantly, it's not even law, it's the people. Because these are men and gentlemen who have presented themselves to represent people. And they are suffocating one of their own. Now, how can you represent people? How can you convince an ordinary man on the road that you should be his leader when you are trying to destroy your own? After everything, I kept silence. I came here in peace and in love, and the party will still not want to hear me.
Francis stated that he wrote a letter in response to the UWP's call for the delegates' conference in order to decide a course of action against him, reminding them that any course of action taken against him would be illegal.
I wrote the United Workers' Party a letter making it known unto the party's executive that any resolution that is moved here at the Maho Community Center this afternoon, the 24th of April, 2016, would be an unlawful and illegal process. And as such, any decision or determination from that meeting would be of no legal effect. The law is clear, the law is lucid, and yet this afternoon, I came here in peace, not with war.
Chartered accountant Kiran Peanut Byrne has delivered an ultimatum to opposition leader Lennox Linton to pay an additional $340,926.39 towards the court costs in a defamation suit by Thursday, April 28, 2016. He says should the opposition leader fail to comply, he will return to the Privy Council for a court order. According to Byrne, the costs to be paid by Linton cover the cost of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court and the Privy Council costs.
He has been given until April the 28th to agree those costs and to agree to pay those costs. Failing that, my counsel would return to the Privy Council to get a court order in the matter. The $340,000 covers the costs of the appeal in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, the costs of my leave to appeal that decision to the Privy Council, and my costs in the Privy Council.
Meanwhile, after hearing the request from Chartered Accountant Kiran Peanut Byrne to pay the remainder of court costs amounting to some EC $240,000, UWP leader Lennox Linton says he will not honor Peanut Byrne's request to pay that amount and will wait for the decision from the Privy Council in this matter. Peanut Byrne says this amount is as a result of winning the defamation matter against Mr. Linton at the Privy Council. The Chartered Accountant added that the costs are necessary based on the judgment of the Privy Council, as he was entitled to receive the costs from Linton since he won the case. Peanut Byrne went on to say that the £20,000 has already been subtracted from the total cost that he's requesting, leaving an amount of $240,000.
If we go back to the October judgment of the Privy Council, they stated categorically that I was entitled to my costs having won the case in their judgment. And a process then followed where in January they issued an order requiring a process for me to seek to agree my total costs with Mr. Linton. And in the meantime, he had to make a payment on account of £20,000 sterling. So I've now complied through my counsel with that January court order by submitting my total cost to him, which amount to $340,000. He has been given until April the 28th to agree those costs and to agree to pay those costs. Failing that, my counsel would return to the Privy Council to get a court order in the matter. The $340,000 covers the cost of the appeal in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, the costs of my leave to appeal that decision to the Privy Council, and my costs in the Privy Council.
Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist is reporting a motor vehicular collision that occurred at 11:45 a.m. on Friday on the Edward Oliver LeBlanc Highway in Collihoe after a driver of the motor vehicle HE128 lost control. The driver collided with a pedestrian, a utility pole, and a concrete wall. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more in this report.
One female African citizen who is a student at the Ross University School of Medicine, one 57-year-old male of Portsmouth, one adult female pedestrian of Collihoe, and the driver of Toyota bus registration number HE128, McLean Myers, male adult of Portsmouth, all sustained injuries and were transported to the Reginald Fitzgerald Armour Hospital at Portsmouth after being involved in a motor vehicular collision. The collision occurred about 11:45 a.m. on Friday on the Edward Oliver Libler Highway at Collihoe when HE128, at the time traveling in a northerly direction, lost control and collided with a pedestrian, a utility pole, and a concrete wall. The medical student and the driver of the motor vehicle were seen by a medical doctor and discharged. The pedestrian, Afi Teofil of Collihoe, and one of the two passengers traveling on the bus, Bernard Paul of Portsmouth was seen by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing.
And a group of foreign citizens will be coming to Dominica to assist in developing strategies to aid in the reconstruction efforts of Dominica post-tropical storm Erica. Prime Minister Skerrett made these comments while addressing the groundbreaking ceremony of the Rosa West Bridge. According to the Prime Minister, these people will be coming to Dominica at their own expense.
Some of our agents abroad are in the process of assembling a group of professionals who are also new citizens to visit Dominica to identify and appreciate areas of need where they can assist and learn of their many years of collective training and experience. They will be coming to Dominica at their own expense for a few days to determine how, as doctors, engineers, architects, scientists, educators, horticulturists, and environmentalists, they can help in fast-forwarding the development of our country.
In other news this afternoon, electricity is being rationed from this week in a 10 of a cash-strapped Venezuela's most populous and industrialized states, including metropolitan Caracas. BBC News reports that the power cuts will last 4 hours a day for 40 days as the country struggles under a severe drought, limiting hydroelectric output. The move is the latest in a series of measures to alleviate an electricity crisis, which President Nicolas Maduro and his government blame on the El Nino weather phenomenon, while critics maintain is the result of years of economic mismanagement. And Donald Trump's two rivals for the Republican Party's presidential nomination have announced they will now coordinate strategies against him. Ted Cruz will cut campaigning in the Oregon and New Mexico primaries to help John Kasich, while the latter will give Mr. Cruz a clear path in Indiana. Mr. Trump said his rivals were totally desperate and mathematically dead. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Skerrett says he is not surprised of the way Joshua Francis's matter was handled. Electricity rationed in Venezuela as a crisis deepens. And U.S. election 2016, Cruz and Kasich team up to slow Donald Trump. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. For any breaking story or latest developments, send a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.